sidewalk. And today people are afraid of drinking milk, they're afraid of eating apples, they're afraid of breathing air outside. Because we cry wolf so much, you don't know what to do that may not be damaging to your body. It is clear from our own department that this is completely wasteful. It's more a crying wolf for no basis whatsoever. And the main thing is that we, the legislature, are adopting this as our official position. On what basis? There's no ground whatsoever for this, sir.
Question before the House is shall Senate Joint Resolution... Oh, excuse me. The question before the House is shall Amendment Number 1 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, take the roll.
13 yeas, 21 nays.
Amendment number 1 has failed to pass the House. Are there other amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving to ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 23 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection to the advancement motion? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the resolution is in third reading. Would the clerk read the resolution for the third time?
Senate Joint Resolution number 23 by Kurtula and Szymanski, relating to the labeling of irradiated food.
Is there further discussion? Are you ready for the question? Question for the House is, shall Senate Joint Resolution number 23 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, take the roll.
32 yeas, 2 nays.
Senate Joint Resolution number 23 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are 20 citations on today's calendar. Honoring the Quivit Knitters of Quinnahawk, Tinunek, Tuxuk Bay, Nutuk, St. Mary's, McCoryuk, Marshall, Nightmute, and Bethel. Honoring Homer's Hall of Fame, Leo Rohde, Hazel Heath, Margaret Anderson, Dave Vanderbrink, Homer Thompson, Margaret Pate, Don Ronda, Jane Kaysen, Isaiah Bates, and Nelda Calhoun, and in memoriam, Dempsey A. Anderson. I'll move and ask unanimous consent citations be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. Brings us to unfinished business. Mr. Pettijohn.
I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my, I'll take that back, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up reconsideration of House Concurrent Resolution 15 at this time, Mr. Speaker.
HCR 15 was reconsidered from yesterday. It's before us for consideration at this time. Is there discussion? Mr. Hudson?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, if somebody could just tell me.
The clerk read the resolution, please. Excuse me. Thank you.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 15, financed by the Finance Committee, relating to citizen review boards for the foster care system.
The resolution is before you for consideration, Ms. Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a resolution that we passed yesterday, and it is a resolution that would continue to current programs that we have in Anchorage and in Ketchikan, which are essentially demonstration projects for foster care review panels. As a result of the work that the two panels have done, at least the one in Anchorage, it's obvious that we do need to continue these, and I urge the members to vote yes.
Question before the House is, shall committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 15, Finance, pass the House on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
33 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 15, Finance, passed the House upon reconsideration. Brings us back to unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Larson?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I've been requested that we waive from the House Finance Committee House Bill 96. That's an act extending the termination date of the Board of Veterinary Examiners and providing for an effective date. And therefore, I move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed to waive this bill.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, House Bill 96 has been waived finance. Other unfinished business? Announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to remind members to please keep their packets. All the items on it have been reconsidered.
Hey, radiator. Committee chairman's meeting in the speaker's office after adjournment. Are there other announcements? Mr. Hudson?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. My wife Lucy and I became grandparents yesterday at 2:05.
Oh, right.
We now have a new Alaska-born resident, and her name is Miss Kayla Deanne Wilkie. She was 8 pounds, 12 ounces, dark hair, baby blue eyes, and alert, mother's healthy, and just thought you'd all like to share that wonderful joy with me. Thank you.
Mr. Ellis?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we revert up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Without objection, under introductions, Mr. Ellis.
Mr. Speaker, it's my pleasure to introduce a constituent of mine and Representative Brown's. He's sitting in Gallery A. He's a downtowner and also the director of the transit system in the municipality of Anchorage. Help me welcome Tom Brigham.
Other announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Alaska Association of the Deaf will be conducting TTY demonstrations today in the hallway outside the House Rules Committee room. They will be displaying equipment that will give legislators the experience of telephonically communicating with the deaf community. The demonstration will begin at 9:30 and will last throughout the day.
Other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m.